lush and horror should be said, from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed. And if your friend says, hey, you know what Chaim did, say, please don't tell me, cause I am a Yid. If he says it's okay because it's true, tell him, don't you know that's lush and horror too? So let's guard our tongues each and every day, and always be aware of what we say.
Don't talk lush and horror, don't. If you know you shouldn't, then you won't. Guard your lips from speaking evil in your house and school and shtiebel. Don't talk Lashon Hara, don't. In your house and school and shtiebel, guard your lips from speaking evil. Don't talk Lashon Hara, don't.
Don't talk Lashon Hara, don't.
I wouldn't say a word.
If you know you shouldn't, then you won't.
Never, never.
Guard your lips from speaking evil in your house and school and shtiebel. Don't talk Lashon Hara, don't.
Of course not.
In your house and school and shtiebel, guard your lips from speaking evil. Don't talk Lashon Hara, don't.
Never.
That's why Hashem gave us two lips to keep our mouths shut tight, and two lobes to close our ears from hearing things not right, like Lashon Hara, oy Lashon Hara. That's why Hashem gave us two lips to keep our mouths shut tight, and two lobes to close our ears from hearing things not right, like Lashon Hara, oy Lashon Hara.
Don't speak Lashon Hara, it's a terrible thing to do.
It's Lashon Hara.
Instead, make people happy and love every single Jew. You'll be a better person by watching what you say. Then all of us together, we'll throw the Yetzer Hara away.
Oh!
Don't speak Lashon Hara,
it's a terrible thing to do.
Shh, it's Lashon Hara.
Instead, make people happy
and love every single Jew.
You'll be a better person
by watching what you say.
Then all of us together,
we'll
throw the Yetzer Hara
www.jewishmusic.fm.